American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Former President Trump back in court for his so-called hush money trial in New York, where technology forensics analyst Doe Dowse will again take the witness stand for cross-examination. Brooke Singman is in New York with the latest.
Dowse is a technology forensics analyst for the district attorney's office. He examined two of the former president's cell phones, including this phone call between Trump and his then attorney, Michael Cohen.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg. I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be.
Listen, what financing?
And Keith Davidson, a former attorney for both Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, completed his testimony. He testified about various interactions with Cohen before and after the 2016 election.
College anti-Israel protests continue as universities call in the police to bring order. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says he wants to stop Biden from forgiving protesters student loans.
That's why I've introduced legislation with several of my colleagues in the Senate, the No Bailouts for Campus Criminals Act, that would say if you've been arrested and convicted of crimes related to this mob action on campus, the federal government is never going to bail you out from your student loans.
Avi Fedegren is a professor at Columbia and says outside forces are at work here.
I'm obviously incredibly distressed by all the scenes that are happening here. I think what has played out in the last 6 months is an absolute travesty. Unfortunately, university administrations have failed to step up to the plate and do what they need to do. It is also very clear that the simultaneous outburst of all these different riots and events in such volumes at different campuses is not a happenstance, but it shows what is now coming out from the data of the NYPD that this was organized and instigated by outside forces, many of whom participated in the riots.
Some lawmakers want to open the books of some of these colleges to find out how much money is coming from foreign countries. Countries in the Middle East have reportedly given U.S. colleges more than $10 billion in grants over the last 25 years, and China has reportedly donated $3 billion to U.S. colleges. Fox's Peter Doocy asked the White House press secretary about this yesterday.
Does President Biden want his administration to find out who is funding some of these protests?
What I can say, I cannot speak to the organizations that are being reported that's on the ground. That is not something for me to speak to.
Concerns are being raised about the anti-Semitism bill passed by the House of Representatives. Chris Woodward has more.
The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act passed the GOP-led House after a vote of 320-91. The Democrat-controlled Senate will now take up the measure. In the meantime, Jenna Ellis shared these concerns on today's issues.
What the Republicans in Congress are doing is, oh no, we gotta do something. And instead of simply condemning the violence on college campuses, calling this out for what it is, no, they have to speedily pass one of the worst pieces of legislation that has potentially ever been drafted. And the preamble says to provide for the consideration of a definition of anti-Semitism set forth, not in the legislation, but by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, this third-party policy alliance for the enforcement of federal anti-discrimination laws concerning education programs or activities and for other purposes. So they're taking a definition from a third-party interest group website that provides also examples of anti-Semitism that some of them are we would agree with, and others that are saying you can't condemn the entire population of Jews, like saying, for example, Jews killed Jesus. So basically they're saying that the gospel itself is anti-Semitic, and only 91 total voted against this.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.